I'm Josh, and this is the Week to Wonder, where there'll be funny video game achievements, a retro video game review, and this week's top 5 new music in the charts. In the Simpsons game, the easiest way to get an achievement is by pressing the start button at the beginning of the game. In FIFA 2008, if you score 2 own goals, you get the Beat Yourself achievement. And in the Stanley Parable, you get the Go Outside achievement if you don't play the game for 5 years. This week's retro review is The Simpsons Game. The Simpsons Game is a 2007 platform game based on the animated television series. Players of The Simpsons Game are able to control the Simpsons family, each with their own unique abilities. 2 different family members are playable in each level, aside from the Churro level, the Land of Chocolate, in which only Homer is playable. In all of the levels in which Marge appears, in which Maggie is also playable, and the final level, Game Over, where all the members of the family are playable. It was released October 30th, 2007, and you can play it on Nintendo DS, the Wii, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PSP, and Xbox 360. I give this game a score of 5 out of 5, giving it the Joshua approval. Here's this week's top 5 new music in the charts. At number 5 is Loser Control by Teddy Swims. At number 4 is Loving On Me by Jack Harlow. At number 3 is Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. At number 2 is Yes And by Ariana Grande. And at number 1 is Stick Season by Noah Kahan. You've been listening to this week's The Week to Wonder. Join me next week for another episode.